How are you doing? Oh, it's going well. I mean, it's been busy, eventful, but definitely enjoying the process. It's been a lot of fun, so I'm glad to be here.
Did you have a chance to bench earlier?
No, I did not bench.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see the environment in there?
Oh, yeah.
What would it be like to bench
a
place like that?
Oh, it'd be great. I think that was pretty cool to have the fans in there, and then all the other guys always cheering each other on, you know, just want to see the best for everyone. So, I mean, I was in there watching. It looked like they did pretty well in my eyes, so that was cool. Most definitely. I talked to both of them in the coming weeks coming into the combine. Cheeto's actually out in California. I got to see him in person and work out with them a little bit. Yeah, they just kind of told me what to expect, how to feel, and what's it like, you know, to do the interviews and things like that. So it really helped me, gave me a little insight on the combine before I got here, so that was good. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, this whole journey, I mean, he's been right there by my side. So through the process of declaring early and things like that, I mean, I've always had him and been able to turn to him for advice. So that's always good. I mean, I'm familiar with most of it, just like where he was and what team he was on and things like that and where he was in the lineup and the different guys on the teams. I mean, he still talks to a lot of those guys, so I've met most of them. And just kind of the environment back then when he played, so that's pretty cool. In my eyes, I'm the best corner in the draft. I feel like I have a rare ability to make plays on the ball, rare athleticism that I can bring to any NFL team. So.
You're a pretty big corner, too. Yes, sir. How does that size help you
out? Oh, it helps a lot, being able to get hands on guys at the line of scrimmage, as well as playing the ball down the field. So playing the ball in there and things like that, I feel like I can get my hands on a lot of balls and make a lot of plays.
Since your dad was a corner also,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, growing up, he was my number one coach, whether it was through high school, Pop Warner football, things like that. I mean, he was always the guy that was coaching me through track and football. So that was big for me. He still does it to this day. Not as much, obviously, but, yeah, I can still always ask him any questions about the game of football. Best piece of advice in life in general, I mean, something that he's, like, ingrained in me and really taught me is just to, once you start something, always finish it. So that's something that I've taken along through my entire life now, just making sure that everything I just do with the 100% effort and the best that I can and always finish whatever I start. The most recently, I've been watching a lot of Jalen Ramsey. So when he was at Florida State, as well as his first 2 years out in Jacksonville, just because he's a bigger guy, and I feel like he really uses his length to his advantage. So that's something that I'm trying to emulate to be able to play like that. Oh, yeah, most definitely. So kind of when I got to Colorado, I felt like I had the athletic ability, but I wasn't really honed in on my technique as a corner yet. So that was one of the reasons why I picked Colorado, just because Coach Mack, he's a DB guy. I mean, he coached DBs in the league, so that was something big for me. I knew he could take my game to the next level. And then it was just kind of added benefit having those two guys, Cheeto and Akello, there. I mean, they're NFL talent level DB, so their knowledge of the game really was big for me when I was a sophomore. They were seniors, just trying to coach me up, teach me the ways of the game. So, I mean, that really progressed my game. Corners. So we got some young guys now. Both of them are, one's a redshirt freshman, one's a sophomore. But we got two older safeties that I think could be really good. So Evan Worthington, Nick Fisher, both of those guys can be really good in the NFL as well.
What kind of feedback have you been getting from NFL teams? What do they like about your game? Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been good feedback for the most part. They really like my length, my speed, my ability to make plays on the ball, like I said. So, I mean, something that I need to work on the most. Through talking with the teams have been my hips. So whether that's just like hip turns and opening up and running, or whether it's like hip height, keeping my hips low, my back pedal and things like that. Just consistent technique, basically. Yes, sir, I'll be doing it all. Not at Pro Day, because Pro Day is on Wednesday. But we'll, if need be, we'll set up a time later on in the month of March to bench, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would love to, whether it's on the outside of the slot. I mean, it really doesn't matter to me. It's still playing corner, still playing ball. So I feel like that's something I can do. If the team needs me to do that, I'm more than willing. That's something that I feel like I can bring into my game, no problem. Oh, I met with a few teams. So I mean, I've had 11 total team meetings. So it's been with the Bills, the Falcons, the Bears, Seahawks, Raiders. I mean, it's Rams. It's been a few different teams. And they all been really well. So.
What did the Bills talk to you? Obviously, they signed Vontae Davis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were really just watching a lot of film. They just really wanted me to explain my technique and how I played the position of corner, what were my strengths, what I think my strengths were, what I thought my weaknesses were. So, I mean, I thought it was a really good meeting. Those are some great coaches and a great place to be. Most definitely. So, I mean, at Colorado, we played a lot of man, but I feel like I have the attributes to play zone. Zone is just kind of a new way to do things, a different way to do things, I mean. So I feel like that's something I could bring into my game, yeah. I mean, everything I learned originally was really from him. So kind of just growing up, I always knew I was going to be a corner, really because of him. That's the position he played. So just really my base technique of whether it's backpedaling and opening up and running or press technique. I mean, everything started with him. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Oh, I learned a lot from Coach Lovett. He was a great coach. I loved to have him there. I mean, he just kind of taught us the toughness of the game, physicality of the game. I mean, the kind of energy that he brought into the room was unmatched. And you knew you were going to get the same Coach Lovett every single day, no matter what day it was. So, I mean, that was pretty cool, and he was a great coach. Well, I mean, just really my size comes from being able to get hands on receivers. So my arm length, just my size in general, get hands on receivers at the line of scrimmage as well as play the ball in the air. So, I mean, when the ball's up in the air, I know that I'm able to jump just as high as a receiver and then be taller with longer arms. I can get the ball out of their hands. Oh, yeah, most definitely. So, like I said, Colorado, we played a lot of press man. So we're really on the island most of the time in the games. And so that's something that I could bring to NFL where a lot of teams are starting to do that more and more, just line up and press receivers and really just take out the passing game. So that's something that I feel like I'm able to do. Mm-hmm. Is there? Yeah. Well, those two are great corners. Again, I learned a lot from them at my time at Colorado. I feel like I can play at the level that they played at, as well as better. So I feel like I have more length. Akello's long as well, but I have more length than Cheeto, and then I feel like I'm faster than them both and more athletic. So I'm able to make more plays on the field. No, not really. We didn't do too many corner blitzes. I feel like I think I was on one corner blitz or maybe two in my whole career there. And, I mean, it was on pass plays, and the quarterback just got rid of it early. So. No, I have not. Mm-mm. No, I do not. Yeah.
Any more? All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.